Nikituit Water Commissioners, come to order. I'm going to do attendance. Campbell?
Here.
Wiseman?
Present.
Barnacle? Here. Mr. Kiley is not with us tonight. I suppose we Don, you ready?
Yes. I've read the minutes. I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. There we go. Chris, do you want me to sign those minutes?
Does it have? It's got Rick's name on it, but Rick's not here. And
I think you can sign and put under four. Chairman.
Kylie. He won't be at another meeting
as right. A member of this committee.
Good. Dan Gallagher's going to be a little late tonight, huh?
Will not be coming.
Just a couple more here. Just question how you like.
Advertising is expensive, isn't it?
Yes.
Very.
How's our guys doing, Chris?
Good. They still can't be left.
What's that?
I said they're doing well. They're learning, but they're still not enough that I can send them out to do.
Yeah, no, I know you. I know you must be hog-tied. Yeah.
So this is the salary that's going to take us through the end of the year, right?
Correct. That is the last salary that
on this
we should be getting because it's paid a month ahead of time.
Yeah.
If you look on our finance sheet, it should be
100%.
You can only tell by Brian and myself, actually.
Yeah.
The others have the remaining balances on. Mm-hmm. Actually, ours is in the negative because they had to take one day out of last year's budget.
Oh, Chris, you know where the Wenzel's auto body to fix that?
Yes.
I like Jim.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's been in that business for a long time. It's got to be 40 years over there. Is he still working? Or?
I'm not sure. Patrick actually lined that up for me.
Oh, yeah.
And kept in touch. It was a friend of his that's over there. And They did a good job. The guy who did the original estimate missed a whole bunch of stuff. So it took a lot longer, of course, than we thought it was. Which
really?
Sort of took 2 weeks, ended up taking, 3.5.
It was a good day for working on the boat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, Chris, I got a question. Looking at this, because I was looking at it from the salary point of view.
Yep.
This balance, it's just the salary that goes through the end of the year. The rest of the stuff hasn't been completed, though, right?
Correct. Okay. The other stuff, we still have
we'll get
time, additional
sure.
2 months.
All right. Very good.
The salary is a month ahead of time.
Yeah. All right.
The only thing that will change on that one
is overtime.
Yeah. Nice.
Overtime still has.
Yeah.
We can't take that out unless it's the on-call pay. So.
I get it.
We'll still be looking at that. You want me to step right into water quality?
Yeah, go ahead.
We all tests that have been done have come back within ranges. We did have a problem with the manganese testing at station number 5. It came back very high. We retested it, and it came back non-detect. So it seems like it might be the supply line that comes back that has a slow trickle going through it all the time. And we think it was just a buildup on that line because we blew that line out a little bit, opened it up, and everything was fine after that. We did a raw and a treated, and they both came back non-detect. So DEP says thank you very much.
Yeah, really.
It's good.
Yeah, I wonder why it's this manganese thing is really coming to a head all over the place at this stage of the game.
Yeah, it's just it's between the chlorine and everything else. It's just building up and sticking a little more. And
it was some sort of a factor for us anyways before we started the chlorine, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's always been a little bit. Yeah.
And Orleans the same. I just talked to Todd the other day, and he's just beside himself down there.
It's tough. It everything's showing so much. It's tough to keep without any kind of disruption. Just if you saw me flushing, what it looks like sometimes coming out of there. It's you're talking coffee,
right?
Times, yeah,
right. And then North Sagamore's had to go with the plant. Yeah. They got the plant going over there.
Well, that's a total 24-hour.
Yeah.
You have to go with manpower then. You have
yeah,
to
you
got to.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff, what's his name, is in there running that plant. Okay.
All right. So other than that, everything's going fine. We did do some byproduct testing. I haven't got the results on, but I don't foresee anything different on that.
Okay.
We are going to be doing nitrates, and the MTB is due this month, so they'll both be done on Monday.
Okay.
But anyways, let me get right into my report. It is superintendent's report, read on May 14, 2015, for April of 2015. We pumped 11,143,000 in April of 2014, and we pumped 10,796,000 in 2015 for 347,000 less this year than last. We haven't been flushing as much. We've had man issues, manpower issues, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, it's just been tough to be able to tell the new guys, hey, you go do this, because if they mess anything up, we're screwed.
Yeah, right.
So either Brian or myself have to do it, and Brian right now is coming in. He's got the gout again, not doing too well, and he is at work, helping out and everything, but it's just a little tough.
Yeah.
So we're doing as fast as we can, but when we do pump, we're out there, it's just because we didn't get them solid weeks in at a time doing it like we did last year. We did have 5 new services put in, all down in Catuit Meadows. We didn't have any replacement services. As you heard, Brian's truck is back finally and fixed. So we have that all taken care of now with the auto body shop. As I just said, we have started flushing, and that's a little bit more of where we are. We've only got basically from the tank and this side of 28, except for behind Pepper's Pantry, done. And we have to run up the back side of the well field up and out to do it now.
So we're still going. In my estimation, I don't think we're going to finish by the targeted date, but especially with usage, it's getting tough to get it going, but we're going to have to keep going until we finish, because we just can't have it. It might have to turn into a night thing at some point. I have to really just look into it.
It's been done before.
Right. Main Street has been installed. They have pressure checked it.
That's CC's job?
Yep.
How much footage was in there, Chris, in that? Do you remember what that was?
It was like 700 feet of mole, and I think the whole thing came to like 1,300 feet.
Yeah, okay.
But don't quote me on that, give or take a few.
They moved right along on that,
they
really.
They did a good job. They put the pilot mole through in one day. Then
the bottom line with those guys is they do a good job installation-wise.
They're good guys in there.
I mean, for all the headaches office-wise sometimes with that, they're men. Put a good job on it.
Yeah, and they've actually started doing some of the work over in the McCourt property.
Yeah.
So.
They got that, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Last month, I handed you guys a report from Tanner and Howard.
Yep.
Pat O'Neill has offered to come down and talk it over with you guys.
Sure.
A little more, after we review it, if there's any questions, explain a little more what he thinks the procedures on it should be and stuff.
All right.
So I told him I would give him a date at some point. If you guys want to think about it, get back to me at some point. I don't know if whether you just want one of us here, one of you, so we don't have to have a meeting on it. If you want to have something, we can always... I just didn't know if you wanted to do it during a commissioner's meeting or try to go sooner than later. I know that our next meeting is probably going to be...
I think we got our hands full next meeting.
So do I.
So why don't we push them off the following meeting? I mean, we wouldn't be able to address it any time sooner than that anyways.
Okay.
That's not us. You feel like logistically for you to try and pull something together to start...
Try to get them in the July meeting?
Cleaning that plan. I mean, it's not going to happen this month. There's a bunch of safety factors that we got to...
Right.
You know.
All right. We have articles to talk about reading. Coming up.
Well, we probably can take care of that. That's not going to be that tough. They're going to be done by Jen, right? And then we'll let Rick give us the assignments as parting.
Yeah.
Or we can tell Rick that we can always tell Rick that we voted him in to read them all.
Poor guy. No, I didn't himself. Whatever one looks the shortest, you might want.
That's the one we want. Muscle car.
Rick can read the one with the most zeros on it.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was pretty easy this year.
There's really not much on there that's not
self-explanatory. It was good budget wise.
There's not a lot of explaining on it.
I think Rick probably would want to read Article 10 just in case some questions come up and he can be at there to take care of it. That's what he wanted to do, so that's what we'll do. All right,
we'll figure it out then. Okay.
Yeah, we'll assign this at the last minute. But I would imagine
like
Rick's going to read 10. And
all right, good.
John and I can flip a coin for 9
yeah.
and 8.
Should I get larger font?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. The other thing is, this is the meeting here where you guys review the lien list. There's still a chance for some of these people to come in and pay.
Yeah.
It's a pretty much the same list as always. There's also a letter on here that she's put that she's going to send out with it. What I need to know from you guys before you leave is the next date for the commissioners meeting, so it can be in the letter saying that this is when you're going to review it for the final time.
Okay.
And set it in. So if you want to just look at that real quick.
That's the bad guys. You know, there are some departments that shut them off, but...
Yeah.
Okay. We're pretty kind.
It's not like there's any extraordinary bills either.
No.
There's a total on the back of it.
The total is 72 accounts, $5,660 total.
It's not even that bad. But it's about average.
Yeah.
And it's still some people come in the last minute and pay it off.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any $3.20 ones in there. They're usually
360.
There's usually one or two. It costs more to send the registered letter out for it than it does for that. Excuse me. Pollen's killing me this year. They haven't paid over a year due for bills. Yeah.
Yeah. And the average is less than $100.
Yeah. And some water departments do, if you don't pay, go out and shut your service off. But we've always chosen not to. This kind of works till we get paid eventually. If they sell the house eventually, it all comes to us. Yeah, it gets put on the tax bill, and then we get it back in the taxes.
Does that mean next month we have to sign that?
I don't know if it'll be that huge legal sheet again. I don't know if we've changed
paper
to it.
And everything.
Yeah, I don't know if we're still using that, but I believe we are.
Yeah.
Because that gets brought to the town of Boston,
yeah.
And they take care of it and help us out. Yeah.
So it's the same group.
Well, basically,
names that stuck at $500 or $600.
Yep.
But there are a lot of them that are less than even 50, so it balances out to less than $100.
Yeah.
72 accounts, $5,600.
Do you guys want to set a date now for your next meeting, or...
The third Thursday of next month is the 18th of June.
Correct. That should be the normal time.
I'm available that day.
Okay.
There's nothing going on.
Ted?
Fine.
Okay. Yeah. 18th. My last thing on my list here is back in August of 2010, we filled out our Water Management Act permits.
I remember that.
And we paid Tater and Howard to do all kinds of work, and we turned it in on time like we were supposed to. We just received our order to complete from DEP. I talked to Patrick. Everything's got to be redone. It's going to cost about another $15,000 to do it.
Wait a minute. So it was turned in 2010?
Yep. That was the application. Now, if we want to pursue DCR's recommendations, which is raising our water withdrawal,
Yeah. We
can do this. If we want to accept theirs and keep it at the current standard that we have, it won't cost us as much. It's just a matter of turning in some paperwork.
How do you
feel? The problem also on this is that they have deemed Santuit River as a cold water fisheries because of the heron and the trout that are in there.
Because of the...
They want us to mitigate that pond, and they're saying that we're going to be affecting the river to pump station 5.
Santuit for Little River?
No.
Oh,
Santuit
River?
Okay. Yeah, Santuit River.
Right.
It goes under 28 by 130.
Yeah.
They're saying it's close enough to... I have to prove that I'm not taking anything out of that river or harming fish in any way.
That was that meeting that Mahoney wanted me to go to.
It is...
They just did a meeting on that, didn't they, like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, maybe more, on cold water fisheries. Oh, it was Russ that was telling me. Russ that went to that meeting.
He went to a rebuilding of runs, I believe. Something like that, yeah. This has all been brought up, and it's if I want to send something and says that I won't pump station 5 that much in the summer, it'll be okay. I don't have to do anything. But I can't do that. I have to pump it in the summer. It's in a different zone, too.
Are they going to monitor Station 5 if you say you're going to do that?
There's going to have to be some kind of science that says that we're not doing it.
And they're looking at $15,000 to...
The $15,000 is to complete the Water Management Act and to get us more water, to fight for the 72... To put it in as the 72 instead of the 64 that they want to give us. I can understand that because they're right on top of it.
Yeah, but they're
in a different zone of contribution. Our zone two, it stops. That's a different zone. Our zones come down like this and make a loop, and it's not even in the same zone. So I have to say that and figure out a way to prove that I'm not doing it. I don't see that we are in any way, but I have to prove that we're not.
Well, why don't we just run that by Russell? Because he's involved in the Montponset. That's the reason why he was up there. And he's involved in that water district up in Montponset that's dealing with that gold water fishery, the creek, too.
Okay.
Can he help you with that, do you think?
He might be able to help with that afterwards. The only problem that I would have with that is that Tater and Howard has all this information for the permit.
I'm not even thinking about hiring him for it. I'm just thinking about could we get a little advice from Russell on this thing. He's going to be able to tell you.
I would talk to him about it anyways. Yeah. He's very
what I like a lot about Russell is it doesn't matter who you use, he'll give you advice on everything.
No, he's going to know. Yeah. He's going to know yeah. on this, because he was the one that was involved with the same guy that Mahoney ticked off when they said that there was no issues with trout and okay. cold water species in the trout, a couple of the rivers. And
yep.
what is it, the... I forget the name of the river in Sandwich that they were dealing with that was close to one of the pump stations.
All right. Yeah.
Because Mahoney actually called me up to ask me if I'd ever caught any trout in the Marston's Mills River. And I said, yeah. They were in there, bub. Yeah.
Is there a time?
I have to have a response to them by July 15th.
Okay.
I have to have a meeting with them before the response to find out what they really want.
Okay.
I've asked Pat to sit in on that already and make the meeting, and because he's handling about, I think he's got Falmouth, he's handling on this, he's handling a few others also. I'm not sure.
All right. And is this something that would fall under the engineering
yes.
legal
field? Yes, and there should be... The only problem I have is I have money in there to do it, but if it's not all
completed.
Done and completed, I can encumber some money, but I have to use it up within the year or it's lost.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, big deal, it's lost and I'll go into my new budget.
Yeah.
So we do have the money there to do this. I have only one other plan to use some of that money, and that's for the generator. That I'm trying to get a little help from the government on that to keep the price down. So with the amount of time we have left, I looked through, I only have maybe about $2,000 worth of outstanding bills out of engineering right now.
Yeah.
So I do have the money left to use it.
Okay.
Is this like out of the clear blue sky?
Well, yes and no. They kept coming back saying, "Oh, we might be ready to do it soon. We might be ready to do it soon."
Right.
And they keep putting it off for another. We're going to give you another extension this year. And it's been something that's just been coming. And now, like I said, it's been since 2010, and the whole first part of it's all gone already. Of our permit, basically, they just said we're going to keep you on file. They're not fun because there's been so much trouble with. They want us to put. There's going to be a triggered point, whether it's the river, whether it's drought, whether it's a. There's a well over in Barnstable, I think, that they test for all the Cape, or this end of the Cape. Maybe it's in Sandwich, I'm not sure. But they do a monitoring there. If it reaches a certain level, they're putting on mandatory no outside water except for 2 days a week. No matter what. So they're making us police it too. So there's going to be, and that's not saying you can't water your lawn, that's saying you can't water your garden, you can't wash your car, they're saying everything. And we said, wait a minute, we still have the water in the ground to do this, how can you say that? We have to do that. It's not fair, the way that they can push their weight around, and the guy who's been doing it, I don't even understand how he's still in the job because he's been beaten down so many times. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't want his job. He's only doing what he's told he has to do. So to keep what we got is what I'm saying. It's going to cost us money to increase it if we have to. So we do have it there, and just letting you know, I'd like to have them come back in and do it. They did a great job with the first one. They're the ones that got us the higher amount of money. I mean,
I think Patrick does good work when it comes to that.
And the only, like I said, the only other thing is the cold water fisheries, and that well's so deep, and everything else. And these are all things that we can talk to when we go in for the meeting, saying why is this even affecting us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely ask Russell on that because he's going to have an idea on that cold water fishery stuff.
Okay. Well, that completes me.
Has Plymouth County come in yet with their...
No.
Nothing.
Yes, excuse me. As of a week ago, they gave MHQ the Ford and Dodge.
I don't know who they have for Chevy and Toyota, maybe who they are, because when I went to go on their website to look at it, I found something that I've never seen before. And I wanted to talk to the guy at MHQ before it happens, and he was out. He will be back, I believe, Monday. They have now an application. You have to pay $200 to be part of Plymouth County Commission to use it. It's a $200 every year thing, so I could just re-up, I guess, only when I need a truck, I don't know, and pay the $200 to get our, you know, $10,000 savings or whatever it is.
So is it part of Plymouth County Waterworks Association?
Well, that's what I have to find out. We've never had to give any money to be part of the Plymouth County Commission municipal bid for municipal vehicles. And I, all of a sudden, now everywhere I go, on, they're popping up an application to get in that's going to cost $200, which I heard Boston is very stringent on that, but Plymouth has never been. But I don't know if all of a sudden now this is something that they're pushing a little more. So this is another question, but they are in fine. They have awarded them at least.
Is John Fresh still the president of that, you know?
Of Plymouth County Waterworks? Yes. But I'm talking the Plymouth County Commission.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Actually, he's not president. He's secretary.
He's secretary?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
John's a good guy. As you know, Dan Gallagher has canceled out under old business.
Yeah.
So he will not be here.
I would suppose that at some point we're going to have to retool on all that thinking.
I think, so. Yeah, I was thinking we should probably listen to him once at least.
I'm sorry that we are, because I feel like that unless we can maybe get some help. We were supposed to meet tomorrow at GHD but that's not going to go.
It's not happening now. I wasn't going to be able to make
it. That's going to be canceled, so we can't. We're going to be able to do that.
Okay.
But we're going to get another date for that guy. Can't show up, but I think that would be a good thing for us to go learn, Chris.
Yeah. I do too. I know that there's a couple medical
appointments
tomorrow.
So, Don, we were going to meet tomorrow just to try to gather some information. Chatham and their Chatham, a community on the Cape, and then two other communities off Cape are going to be using fiber optic for. They're going to install it themselves. So the guy was supposed to be coming through to GHD, and we're going to meet, was it 9 o'clock or something like that, Chris, in the morning tomorrow? That's when it was supposed to be?
It was supposed to be, yeah. And
I got an email that says it's not going to go, so you may have an email sitting there yourself now. Okay, so we'll do that. Don, are you interested in going to that if we time?
If I'm available.
Yeah. You too. Okay. That'll be good. We'll go get eggs and bacon first. All right.
You'll probably have to be the only one to go, or somebody.
It
might break the open meeting laws if all of you
we
go.
We have to be aware of that.
Yeah, we were not going to talk anything about. We're not going to talk anything bad about open meeting laws. We're just going to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out the way to if there is a, if it's a proposal, an informational meeting.
They sure hog tie you, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez, it'd be nice to get something accomplished. Oh, no. We got to announce it.
Well, I'm just not sure if going to an informational meeting where we're going to learn something is a meeting of the board, unless we have to have one person go to it and then be like the trainer that's being trained to then come to a meeting and inform us of something secondhand. It loses something in the translation.
I think we just got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we should be I don't think she'd be dealing with that, so yeah. I'll try to figure that out. Maybe we can run that by our guy.
Yeah.
See what he says about that.
I just might have an appointment with the guy tomorrow.
Okay. So if we all want to go to a training session that talks to us about
giving
us information about this.
I'd like to run something.
I mean, you know, it's not like we can announce it and have everybody show up in town. You know, that's not what's going on there, you know?
No.
So, there you go.
Right.
Okay, Chris.
That's all I have.
You good?
Yeah.
So I think our old business is, we don't really have any new business on the slot for tonight.
I just was kind of wondering how we're going to proceed, what the steps have to be if we want to pursue the solar field.
Well, we've got that in the works. Yeah, we've got that in the works. I think we keep going. Right. We get a good understanding. We have them back in.
Did you guys get the email that I sent out on that?
Yep.
The way he wrote it, you know, he thinks it's something we should be getting into and doing now just to see what the feel is out there.
Yeah.
Right. And I think Rick made a good point yesterday when we were talking. He had mentioned that he had spent some time back listening to tape.
Yeah.
And that it seemed to make a lot more sense when you had a chance to sit there and listen to it slowly on the tape and figure it out rather than when he was standing in front of you ringing off watts and electrical shocks.
Right.
But that is not what really is the bottom line for us. The bottom line for us is we really can put that to use. It's not going to cost us a nickel, and it's going to give us back. The town's going to benefit, or the district's going to benefit markedly from that break. Yeah.
Because I looked, our electrical bill this last month was over $5,000.
We saw that tonight. Yeah. And I was talking to Brian Handy over in Bourne, and they're really happy with that. And theirs is about the same size.
Right.
3 acres, I think.
Yeah, that was it, 3 acre range.
Yeah. I mean, that's just something that we just need to pursue and let them guide us down the road and make sure we talk with Mark about what's...
Yeah, the question about the 10-year lease.
Right. And then we assume it after the 10 years.
And get someone to run it for us.
Yeah, we might ask them if we can have in that proposal that they assume it for another 10 years after that, re-sign a new lease.
Well, we'd probably run into Brian anyways if there's some kind of legal document. Yeah.
That question came up, didn't it?
Yeah.
That question came up in the first presentation, and they said it was 25 years.
Yeah, and it's still, because it's so new, it's still, you know, you
were
finding
like
out more information on that. And the other question I have was the efficiency of them, because as things grow and the technology gets better, the efficiency gets better. And it's I visited one in Sandwich with my job and talked to the guy that put it up there and asked him that same question. He goes, there is a gentleman, a company out in Seattle that is working on a solar rod, not a panel, but a rod, that was supposed to be 90% efficient.
Really?
That's down the road.
Oh, yeah.
But so things... Yeah. But I think to get your foot in the door right now is the most important thing. To establish that kind of stuff, have the field, get the system, and being on the record with it. As other stuff grows, we can grow with it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be. I think we also can, if we have enough there, we can allocate some of those credits to the fire department, right?
Whatever the
other entities within the district.
Within the town, within our district.
The library, the...
This building.
Right back in, yeah.
Right.
to maximize whatever
that,
we get
that
out
could
of
be,
it.
That could be put written right up that way, that it just goes to the Kachuit Fire District.
Right.
You know,
I think it's a, I think it's a no-brainer, to be honest with you. Let's let them. I think he was expecting to come in after our annual meeting anyways.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think we're all pretty done. I don't think it'd be too hard for us to be on board, and or the people either to be on board with that. The only issue you have is the clearing of the property, and there's already some places out there that are clear. You might be able to start off with.
There's not much clearing there, but it's not a large area. It would be from that old road, you know, to basically to Sampson's Mill.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not a huge area that's there, but it's good enough size.
Yeah.
There'll be a little bit of fill in there. There might be a little bit of terrain that was up and down. But
yeah. Well,
I don't think you'd have to ship anything in that.
I think saving us 40 or 50 grand or 60 grand on electricity would be
like
worth a couple of, yeah.
I
don't know whether you get the whole, I don't know whether you get the credit for the whole thing, but a good portion of it. All right. I think that's it for us tonight. Yeah, John?
Make a motion to adjourn.
In a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.